Good morning. 7:33 a.m. on March the 27th, 2014. It's a bit warmer today. As long as I stay out of the wind, it doesn't feel too bad. 16:14. That was a good first mile. I've got crud in my eyes. That's never a good thing. So yesterday was an okay day. It wasn't the high productivity day that I thought it was going to be going in. But it was an okay day. Today should be better. I've got, looks like I'm going to have the house to myself. The kid went to school. She's got first read through for the new productions tonight. And then it looks like the wife is going to go to work today. So, yeah. Productive day, should be. Hi. So apparently it rained last night. The roads are all wet. There's a lot of moisture in the grasses, which I think is a good thing. It's the right time of year for that. I'm already getting the, well, it looks like it's time to do the yard work noise. It's the we that gets me. We really need to. And it's not we, it's, oh, you need to go do that. So today's the 27th, I got like 3 more days, 4 more days in the month. Whew, I wonder if I can get full share. I'm ready for a release in paper by the end of the month. I should be able to if I hunker down and focus on it a bit. I'm trying to think of what chores I've got to do today. Kitchen floor. Well, I stayed home all day yesterday. I did laundry. Well, she put the laundry in and then I wound up taking most of it out. She did take out one load. But it's caught up, or it was caught up as of yesterday afternoon. And of course, then people change clothes today. So now there's all new laundry to do. The world may end because the cycle of laundry. Cue Lion King music. It's the circle of laundry. Doesn't quite work that way. Oh well. Shin is saying, oh, you idiot. I'm sort of limping at the moment, which is not good. That's not, we want nice strong steps, because limping on one foot just puts more stress on the other. Yeah, well, I'll go home and put it up. We'll see what develops. What I hope develops first is breakfast, because I am hungrish. Je suis faim, as we might say. So, yeah, speaking of breakfast, no, that's not what Ishmael's going to invest in. A lot of people have guessed his father's restaurant, and there's no reason for him to invest in his father's restaurant. His father's restaurant is a going concern. It pays the old man handsomely. He's actually much richer than he would otherwise appear as the short order cook owner of a highly successful business. And yeah, he works a lot of hours, but he likes what he does. No, I don't think he's going to go along with Ishmael to Port Newmar. I think he's going to sit tight. And no, he's not going to lose all of his money. Somebody else, they're concerned about, oh, it's such a cliche. He earns it in one book and loses it in the next book. It's like, he's not going to lose it, but it is going to get tied up in non-liquid assets. And I think relatively quickly. Estimated 540 pages. That is a big book. I'm not sure how they estimate those ebook pages, because that ain't quite exactly right. I guess it's going to depend a lot on what font size I use and what layout I use and how much white space I squeeze out of the margins. I keep getting reviews about the plot being illogical and rambling, and it could have been cut down. And you know, it was one of the things that I looked for at 225,000 words. It was like, okay, how do I cut 50,000 words out of this? How do I cut 60,000 words out of this? And I went through it chapter by chapter and said, no, this chapter has this goal. This chapter has that goal. This chapter achieves this thing. So there's not, and the chapters are relatively small. They're like 2,000 to 3,000 words, 2,000 to 5,000 words. So chopping out a chapter isn't going to make much difference in terms of total word count. And if I have to take and fiddle with it in order to get the goal that was achieved in that chapter that got deleted incorporated into another one, well, it's not going to necessarily save me any words. It's also not going to make it any less meandering. Because yeah, it does meander. It does have a certain meander to it, a certain lostness to it, because in fact Ishmael is for the most part lost pretty much for the whole book. After he gets fired, he's sort of like, I think people have trouble with this idea that the father's will has this strange codicil in it. And that the point of William, it was William, not Wallace, thank you, for Wallace Simpson was the person that Albert step down for? Monk fool. Anyway, so yeah, it was the idea that he would have been behind this in order to try to get it to go public. And I thought it was pretty clear that this was not the first time. This was not the first episode of having this go that particular direction. I thought Kurt's cameo appearance late in the book as Mrs. Esterhaus, or whatever his name was, thought that pretty much set it up, although perhaps it wasn't clear enough. Perhaps it was a little too deus ex. The problem was that I needed Ishmael to have information that he couldn't otherwise obtain. There was no... because it's first person and because it's only Ishmael's point of view, there was no way for him to learn what the investigation had showed unless somebody involved with the investigation told him. And Kurt was the likely candidate. He was really the only candidate for someone who might do it. Because there was no question that Kurt was involved for a very long time in this whole thing. At least no question in my mind. I don't know that it would be obvious to the casual reader. And it's really clear that a lot of people who read this book are very casual readers. They read for the surface level only. They don't read what's actually happening. They only read what Ishmael says is happening. They only read the very surface layer. So, should I do a better job? Could I do a better job? Well, I hope so. I hope I can do a better job. Should I have done a better job? Well, maybe. I'm still a little confused, I guess is the right. I'm still a little confused by the people who see this as being a catastrophic ending to Ishmael Huang. Yes, it's there's tragedy involved. Yes, you're allowed. This isn't a romance. I'm allowed to kill off people. I'm allowed to have a knot. I'm allowed to avoid the happily ever after or the happy for now ending. It's not a romance. Never wasn't a romance. It never was a safe place. I guess that was the... And in large part, because most of the unsafeness, well, there's a lot of it that comes from the deep dark, we didn't really get to see that very much, because it's sort of like an airline pilot. Most airline pilots never actually go through a catastrophic failure. At most, they go through one. Because usually it's fatal. But, I mean, stuff happens all the time. Just, it's such a small percentage of catastrophic disasters that it's not going to be terribly likely. It's what made the Chernyakhova such a rich prize. B, such an unusual happenstance. And in the Chernyakhova's case, it was in fact due to engineering failure. It was due to poor management. It was due to the very things that Ishmael allowed to happen by not clamping down on Gramps sooner. So there's that. Come on. Move. Perhaps I didn't express just how shaken he was by that. Yeah. But yeah, the switcheroo at the end, the accidental killing. And remember, nobody was supposed to die. It was just going to be a smash and grab. It was going to be a injure her so that she can't get underway, and thereby forcing the company public, thereby allowing Wallace Simpson to reap not his few pitiful million that he got from screwing Ishmael, but several billion credits from taking the largest shipping company in the quadrant public. That would have been a ridiculous amount of credits. It would have been enough to buy and sell the Lois McKendrick 10 times or more. So there were huge things at stake. There were huge amounts of capital at stake. Perhaps I didn't do a good enough job explaining exactly what was his motivation. Because it has been his motivation for a long time, and was clear through the story that it was his motivation. Anyway, I keep trying to second guess this story because people keep beating up on the ending, and I shouldn't, because there are a lot of people, thank you Anita, who really like it, who see it as something rich and powerful, and not something stupid and demeaning. I think that's, in part, I think that's one of the artifacts of chronic depression, is causes me to look at the negative and reject the positive, at least not give them equal weight. And I've said all along that we really have to reject both the good and the bad. Because if the bad is off base, because it's not really meaningful, then perhaps the good is as well. And Abby Hilton was very gracious the other day. She wrote to me after one of my tirades and said, reviews are for the readers. The conversation you're eavesdropping on, so don't be too surprised or upset at what you might hear, because they're not talking to you. And that's true. That is true. But I have new books to write. I have to get these new books out, and I got the opening for Cape Grace. And now I need to get the next 85,000 words behind it, and I'll be good. $17.54 on the back half. That's almost 18 minutes. That's not terribly good, but I had to slow down. My shins were hurting. So it's also not terribly bad, because now my shins have stopped hurting. I've stopped putting stress on them. And 34 minutes round trip. So it's not as good as the 32 that I did the other morning, but I'll take it. I'll take 34. It's better than 39, 38, which is the goal. So, yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I won't whine at you tomorrow about owner's share.